just a few laws regarding eating or drinking on Yom Kippurim, which we know is forbidden from the Torah. If by mistake somebody picks up a food on Kippur and makes a beracha, and then remembers that it's Kippur, halakha says he puts the food down, even though he made a beracha, and he immediately says, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed. This is the opinion of the Stehemed, and it's also brought down in the Sefer Zera Emet, and that is the halakha. Furthermore, the question would be, if a person is allowed to rinse his mouth out just with water, let's say, and of course spitting it out without swallowing, even a little water just to swirl it around his mouth in the morning to clean out his mouth, would that be permissible? Maran clearly writes in Siman Taf Kuf Sammech Zayin that this is certainly forbidden on the fast days of Yom Kippurim and Tisha B'Av. And therefore the halakha, when one wakes up in the morning or during the course of the day, it is forbidden to rinse his mouth out with water, even if he has his head down, and even if it's a little water, pachot medivyit, and even if he's careful to spit it all out. Last but not least, there's a interesting discussion amongst the Aharonim, even the Rishonim discuss it even, is it permissible to swallow saliva on Yom Kippurim? A whole discussion, is saliva considered ochel or not considered ochel? The opinion of the Agudah brings down clearly that it's permissible. He considers it ochel, but it's really not considered ra'ui almost fa'achila. It's like ochel that became a little pagum, and therefore he doesn't have a problem. Others don't even consider it an achila at all. They consider it a bili'ah. Some rabbis want to say, like the Hatam Sofer, he makes a difference between the night and the morning. He wants to say at night, when you still have a flavor of the food in your mouth because you just ate Sarodat the Mefseket, so the saliva has a din of food because you're swallowing the saliva that has the taste of the food that you just ate. So he says you shouldn't swallow it at night, but in the day it's no problem. The halakha, our poskim all say clearly, it is permissible to swallow the saliva on Kippur. Of course, one should not have kavanah to collect the saliva in his mouth and then swallow it in order to somehow quench his thirst or something like that. One should be careful not to have kavanah, you know, specifically. Pray normally, and one shouldn't be preoccupied with thinking about his swallowing, and it'll have no problems with halakha. It is permissible to swallow the saliva on Kippur. And they say that the former Mashgiach of Lakewood, of Natan Vachtfogel, Zechron Levraka, they used to see him on Kippur with tissues next to him, and used to be constantly spitting out in order not to swallow any of the rock. So you saw some of the Gedolim were machbir on this, but the halakha, it's definitely mutar to swallow the saliva. We don't consider it food, and therefore it's considered mutar.